British military officials in Kabul say they have initialed an agreement with the interim government of Afghanistan to deploy thousands of peacekeepers in the country. Several hundred British soldiers are already there. The idea of a peacekeeping force was decided upon at a conference of Afghan leaders in Bonn in early December, but details of the scope and mandate of the force are only now becoming clear. NPR's Jackie Leiden is in Kabul and joins us. Jackie, tell us what we know now about this agreement.
Well, it essentially allows quite a sizable contingent of British and multinational troops here in NOAA. They're called ISAF, that stands for International Security Assistance Force. About 4,500 are expected to come here by the end of January. There are only a few hundred here so far, and they will help patrol Kabul, they'll help reopen the airport, and they will help advise the Afghan government about how to set up a national army.
And about the rules of engagement, I assume these are peacekeepers, these are not to be peacemakers.
These are peacekeepers, and we have asked a lot about the rules of engagement. Certainly they can defend themselves. How much they will intervene in altercations they might see is unclear. They're supposed to be Afghan-led. The patrols will be joint. Each side will respond to their own side, and there'll be an interpreter between them. And mostly they say that they are going to be the assistance force, but we'll see.
Now, it has been some time since the conference in Bonn. Some reluctance among the people involved in the interim government there in Kabul, in Afghanistan, about the idea of a peacekeeping force, soldiers from other countries coming in?
Well, there seemed at some times to be sticking points, namely where these soldiers would be deployed. They're going to be at several places here in the city as opposed to Bagram Air Base, which is 40 miles away. There were also semantic differences over what patrol meant and whether that could be cleared up in Dari. It took 7 days, and the British negotiators say, hey, you know, 7 days in this new government is really record time. We didn't expect to have it kicked off on December 22nd, right when we had the inauguration here. So now that it's been initialed, the other countries involved will have a look at what this agreement means and what they might want to do, and it'll be formally concluded the end of the week.
The peacekeepers will be in the Kabul area and not in the rest of the country?
That is the plan for right now. They're going to be patrolling Kabul streets. They'll be at Kabul's airport. Obviously, it's not announced just where they will be, but they will not be in other cities just yet. That remains to be worked out.
And Jackie, how do you think the people of Kabul, the capital city, will be responding? What do they think about the troops so far that are there?
Well, Noah, that's something that's really striking. I mean, ask anyone at all that you talk to, and they want these peacekeeping troops here. The Afghan soldiers may have some differences with them. The disputes may come up. But when it comes to the ordinary person, they've seen things from the Northern Alliance before in years gone by that they don't like, they're not as trusted, and they really feel that the peacekeepers can give them a definite sense of the future that without them they simply won't have.
We mentioned that British soldiers are already in the country. When will the rest of the force show up and be in place?
They've been showing up in small amounts, so 50 and 60 at a time. But they hope that by mid-January, the 15th or so, a brigade will be here. That would be a couple thousand soldiers. There will also be reconnaissance units from the other 16 countries who want to participate in the multinational force. They'll be coming into Kabul Airport in the city as opposed to Bagram, 40 miles from here. They're hoping to get that open for big transport planes in 1 week's time and jets in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you, Jackie.
Noah, you're entirely welcome.
NPR's Jackie Leiden speaking with us from Kabul, Afghanistan.